You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to another episode of the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson. So here at Rhino Mentality, we are all about helping you to develop that powerful mindset and to give you the mental toughness tools that you need so that you can go out and be more successful at winning the inner game of life. Now, to me is, we're aware of that there's an inner game being played. Obviously, when we look out on a TV screen, let's just say you're watching a baseball game. You can see the players. You can see the actions of the event that's going on. That's the outer circumstance. That's the outer world being played. There's a scoreboard. There's an opponent out there. You can see that. But the one thing that matters the most between success and failure is the inner game. And that is what's going on in the minds of the players. And that's what we focus on here at Rhino Mentality, is helping you understand how to win that inner game. And so on today's episode, I want to talk about how you can play this game better. Because to me, how you play this inner game, that is the difference between success and failure. How you play this inner game is going to be the difference between whether you succeed or fail. And the thing is like the external world you can see. Like if you're fat, you can see that you're fat and you can do something about it. Right? If you take a look and you find that you are sluggish, you can see that and do something about it. You can look at your bank account and find out whether you have money or you don't have money and then go do something about it. However, we don't see the inner game. And we're not aware of that inner game. And today I want to give you some specific things that you can use so that you can successfully navigate the inner game better. Understand it and also win it. So, Martin Seligman, and I'm not sure if you know who Martin Seligman is, but Martin Seligman is the director of the Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania. He's a very famous psychologist, well known for the positive psychology. Now, what Martin Seligman has done is he has done a lot of research on the difference between optimists and pessimists. Okay? So he took a look at the difference between optimists and pessimists. And he found that optimists and pessimists differ in how they describe negative events to themselves. And that has a profound impact on how they cope. So he breaks that self-talk into three different dimensions. The first dimension is personal versus situational. So if you think about these dimensions as drawing a line, on one end of this spectrum is personal. On the other end of the spectrum is situational. Okay? That's the first one. Second one, you draw that line again. And on the one side, you make it permanent. On the other side, short-lived. And the third dimension, draw that line. Left side, pervasive. Right side, specific. And what he particularly found is a pessimist, whenever they're facing a failure, a mistake, a loss, a challenge, will tend to view that event as being personal, permanent, and pervasive, living on that left side of the spectrum. Whereas an optimist is on the opposite end. They will view those negative events as being situational, short-lived, and specific, and therefore weather through the challenges much better and go to the road of healing and recovering. So now, one thing that I want to add further to this is when Martin Seligman describes this as optimists versus pessimists, I think there are some certain things in the inner game that's being missed. And that is, we have to remember that we have an opponent in the inner game of life. And that opponent is darkness. Darkness seeks to get into our minds, to hack our mindset, to get us to take over and create dysfunctional, destructive patterns. So to me, when I look at someone that would be a pessimist or labeled as a pessimist, I see somebody who is being inundated, saturated by darkness. And, you know, they are showing signs of pessimism, which to me means they're losing that inner game. Darkness is winning. Okay? It's got them to view these negative, crappy events in life as personal, permanent, and pervasive. And what we want to be able to do to win at the inner game of life, instead, is to have more of that rhino mentality, or on the optimist side. And that is to view those events as being situational, short-lived, and specific. So bear with me. Try to get this. I'm hoping you understand this here. The thing is, whenever you face a negative event, a challenge, a failure, a setback, whatever it might be, in that moment, you will go up against darkness. And to win the game, darkness needs to get you to view what has happened as being personal, permanent, and pervasive. Now, if darkness gets you to see that as being personal, permanent, and specific, personal, permanent, and pervasive, it wins. And the more it does it, the more dominant you start to see that, the more trained you get to be at interpreting that way. And soon, you'll end up with Seligman's test and you'll be a pessimist. But to me, to win the game during that time is you have got to use all of your rhino mentality tools to make sure and fight. You have to fight for you and what you stand for. And you have to resist that viewpoint. And you have to insist on seeing that viewpoint and what has happened as being situational, short-lived, and specific. Okay? There's the game. The inner game is right there. The outer game, doesn't matter what's going on. There's a failure, setback, challenge, whatever it might be. Anything. Or something you got as a hope or dream, whatever it might be. The specific inner game is to get your perspective, your perception, to view what's going on as personal, permanent, pervasive. If it does that, you lose. If you can view that as being situational, short-lived, and specific, you win. And you can get yourself on the road of healing and recovery and staying in that fight and continuing. All right, let me give you some examples of on the personal versus situational end. If we take somebody who would be more of on the pessimist side, darkness. Whenever you have these thoughts as examples, if this thought comes to your mind, you know this is coming from darkness. Okay? It's not you. It's it. So darkness is to get you to think personal versus situational. That has to get you to see it as personal. And the way it does it is my fault we lost. Whereas on a situational end, they were tough opponents. Excuse me, do you see the difference? Personal says, I'm terrible. Situational is that was a challenging course. Or on a personal side, if something can go wrong for me this season, it will. Whereas somebody who sees it situationally, I expect the best and I'm prepared for everything. Do you see the difference? Where what darkness needs you to see is that the reason for the setback, the failure, is because of you. Not just you, all of you, entirely. Every aspect of your being. Whereas the challenge to it is you've got to see this as a situational event. Isolated incident event. That this event in and of itself doesn't define who you all are. Okay? Let's take some examples on the permanent versus short-lived. So darkness can see, to get you to think more permanent, is after how we played tonight, I bet we'll keep on losing. Do you see how this is just going to carry over? This is going to wreck everything, right? Whereas on the short-lived side is, wait an off night, but we'll be ready to go the next game. Do you feel the difference there? How about this one? Darkness gets you to see that that team always beats us. How are you going to do the next game when you're thinking that way? But more on where a short-lived is, we are learning what it will take to beat them. Permanent, again, they always have bigger players on their team. You know, when you see something permanent, it's always, it just always happens. This is going to continue to happen, right? So now, whereas they always have bigger players, we're going to make some adjustments and get in the game. You know, the idea is finding a way. It's not just letting the event dominate you. When we go into some examples of pervasive versus specific, we can find that a pervasive example is, I'm having problems with my hitting. I guess I'm in a funk. It will probably show up in my fielding also. Right? So when we're finding something that's pervasive, it's not only did this happen in this arena, it's going to happen in other arenas. Now that I had a bad day at work, now it's going to carry over, it's going to go home, and it's going to be a bad night tonight too. You know, because my day started off crappy, my whole day is going to be wrecked now. And then my boss is probably going to fire me or chew me out. I'm going to go home. My spouse is going to be upset. The kids. It's this pervasive that this thing is going to just grow and take over. Whereas when you see something as specific, the idea gets to be that it's an isolated event. That just because I had a bad morning doesn't mean that the rest of the day is going to be bad. I mean, that's up to me to decide. Right? Just because I had a crappy assignment that I turned in doesn't mean that all of my assignments I turn in from now are going to be bad. Do you see the difference? When you look at the pervasive versus specific, specific is putting it in context. Yes, you did crappy or lousy in this particular arena, but it doesn't mean it's going to leak over into everything else you do, unless darkness wins and gets you to see it as being pervasive. So to look to wrap up, be very, very careful whenever you face a challenge, or whenever you're about to go after your goals or dreams, or when you're facing that setback or a failure, or you've made a mistake. The inner game opponent is darkness, and its goal is to get you to view whatever has happened as being personal, permanent, and pervasive. If it does that, it wreaks havoc on your life. However, your job as a rhino, as a life warrior, is to fight against that and demand that you see that event as being situational, short-lived, and specific. Well, there you have it. I'm hoping that you enjoyed today's podcast episode. In fact, if you want to learn more, then definitely go to the rhinomentality.com website and check out all the goodies they have there. Also, if you want to become a rhino, interested in living and operating like a rhino, then definitely join. It's free to join. Go to rhinomentality.com/join. And as a thank you for joining, I will give you a free PDF copy of my ebook, Rhino Life Lessons. You also get newsletter tips on developing a powerful mindset, newsletter training on mental toughness tools, learn to think and operate like a rhino, but also be notified about updates and additions to Rhino Mentality. So if you're interested in forging your rhino mentality and living and operating like a rhino, then definitely join for free today at rhinomentality.com/join.